This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking with our hometown hope for the month of June, and that is the Adrian Center for the Arts. We have with us the Executive Director, Val Herr. Val, it's so good to have you back on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
And congratulations for being honored as being the hometown hope for the month of June.
Thank you. We were so honored to be chosen.
For those that might not still know a whole lot about the Adrian Center for the Arts, or we say ACA for short, kind of tell us about what the Adrian Center for the Arts is all about.
So ACA is really twofold. We cater to artists. We provide them with studio spaces they can rent. They have opportunities to exhibit in our gallery and take classes, teach classes, and sell their wares. The other side of ACA is really directed towards people like myself, a non-artist, but people who love art, want to create memories they can hold in their hands, and just be immersed in that experience.
Yeah.
We have classes for people of all levels. Really, if you can't draw anything, it's okay. We still have a class for you, but you can always come in and visit our gallery. It's always free and open to the public, Thursdays through Sundays, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., or shop in our gift shop. Find that perfect present for someone that you love.
There you go. There you go. Let's mention where you're located at then, Val.
We're at 1375 North Main Street on the Plainwave campus, right across from the LISD, and our gallery is in Building 46.
46, yeah. You got such a nice gallery, too. You really do. I mean, it showcases so many different pieces of art. And you also have, you know, during the year, different exhibits too, don't you?
We run 7 different exhibits every year. The current one is a 4x4x4 show, which means that every piece has to be smaller than 4 inches by 4 inches by 4 inches.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a miniature show.
Yeah.
And it really tested our artists to have them work in small scale.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be awesome. Now, that's going to be just for the month of June then, or?
So that will go through July 5th.
Okay.
So if you come to our extravaganza on July 5th, that will be the last day to see that exhibit.
Well, that's a good thing to remind people about, the fact that on July 5th, it's going to be that extravaganza that's going to be happening on the Plainwave campus.
It will, and there will be something for everyone. This is a very family-friendly, free activity where you can bring from your kids to your grandparents. You'll hear live music all day. There'll be an artisan fair. We're going to have artist demos in each of our different studios so you can see artists actually making the items.
Wow.
You'll be able to come through and see the exhibit.
That's great. That's great. So that's going to be on July 5th.
July 5th from 2 p.m. until dark, and fireworks launch at dark.
Yeah, that's going to be such a fun day, Val. It really is. The Adrian Center for the Arts really does offer so many things. Like you mentioned, you know, everything from young people, students, to those that are still wanting to be able to immerse themselves in the art, don't you?
We do. We try really hard to meet our community where they're at and make sure that we're providing them with the things that they want out of an arts and cultural organization. So classes and camps start at ages 6, and our oldest member will be 101 this September.
Okay.
So you're never too old.
Yeah, I kind of like that. That's great. That's great. Now, you do have classes that are going on then for the summer, right?
We do. So summer is our slow time, I will tell you.
Okay.
But we do have classes running. Our next big set of classes will launch this fall. In the summer, we focus mainly on the kids' camps, but mm-hmm. we still do have spots open. So if you're still looking for something for your kid or your teen to do, please check out our website, adriancenterforthearts.org. Your kids can come and have an outstanding week of art.
Not only to be able to go and to be able to immerse themselves in art, Val, but also be able to find out, you know, something they may have thought that they might not have been able to do before.
Correct. We offer art in painting, drawing, clay, warm glass, blown glass, welding, sculpture, fiber arts, metal smithing, and jewelry. We've got the gamut of everything that you could ever want to try.
You sure do. Yeah, that's great. And not only for the, you know, the kids, but also for the adults too. And I think that's such a wonderful thing. As far as I'm concerned, the ACA is one of the jewels that we have here in Lenawee County because of what you're being able to offer. And you really do get people from outside of Lenawee County wanting to partake in some of your classes and to exhibit but two, don't you?
We do. So we actually pull from five counties, Lenawee, obviously, mm-hmm. Jackson, Hillsdale, Monroe, Washtenaw, and Hillsdale County. We have people that travel that far to come and take our classes, participate in our exhibits, and see our art.
That's wonderful. And they can find out, like you mentioned before, about what you do offer with the classes. And of course, like you said, the majority of the classes will be coming up in the fall by visiting your website, right?
AdrianCenterForTheArts.org.
That's great. The thing is that it's just amazing that the people who do exhibit at the gallery, we have such a plethora of artists, don't we?
It is outstanding to see their work. So yeah. I love when a new exhibit opens because we get to see, like I said, not only our members challenged, but we do exhibits for people that are not ACA members. So we can have community members also for some of our exhibits. And a lot of times it's their first time ever being brave enough to enter into. And then when they walk in the door and they see their artwork in a gallery setting, I can't describe the look on their face. They are so excited and they're so proud, and they should be,
yes,
to see their art in a professional gallery.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's such a wonderful feeling that's got to be for those artists, Val. Yeah.
Artists tend to be very critical of themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're their biggest cheerleader, right? We want arts and culture to thrive in Lenawee County. We want our artists to thrive in Lenawee County. And because of all the community support, we've been able to do it for 10 years now.
Yeah. And it's amazing. It's been 10 years already. I can remember when it first started, Val, and it's just like, it's been 10 years already? Can't be. You mentioned about ACA members. Now, what does that mean?
So you can become an ACA member. Memberships actually start at $20 if you're a student. We have several high school and college students, and they pay $20 to become a member for ACA. And all memberships give you a couple different perks. Mm-hmm. So one is you get 10% off our already very reasonable classes. It allows you to sell works of art if you're an artist in our store. And if you're an artist, you can participate in our exhibits. And that also includes our holiday market. But even for myself, I'm not an artist, but I purchase our $100 membership, which is called a NARM membership, and that gets me into arts and culture and museums across the United States for free or discounted rates.
Wow.
It's amazing. There's over 1,200 participating NARMs in the United States, so we're going later this year on a trip, and I've already got mapped out where I get to use my NARM card. So memberships are for everyone, not just artists.
Yeah. What a great idea. And, you know, with so many people, you know, especially now with a lot of people traveling during the summertime, what a great idea to be able to get that membership, to be able to go and visit all these other galleries.
Absolutely. We're not the end all of galleries. We just happen to be here in Lenawee County, but we want to support arts and culture across the land.
Boy, that's a great idea. Wow. And, you know, if you know of someone who is really interested and really like art too and visit galleries, what a great idea if we'd be able to go and purchase a membership for them.
I purchase one for my son and daughter-in-law every year. They love to travel, and going to museums is one of their favorite things.
Yeah.
So I always get them an art membership through Adrian Center for the Arts.
That is wonderful. I think that's just awesome. What a great opportunity that is to be able to be not only become a member of the ACA, which does support everything that you do there, but to be able to visit these other galleries. Man, I just think I'm blown away by that. That is really great. You know, that is really awesome. What are some of the other things that people may not know about the ACA, Val?
One of the things that I think also makes us unique is that you can have your private party or event at our place.
Ah.
So if you want to have something different for your bachelorette party, your kid's birthday party, maybe just all the ladies or gentlemen in your family want to get together and create a memory that they can hold in their hand, we will customize an art party just for you.
No kidding. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that they're able to do that. That's another great idea, too.
Just think about, you know, bringing... So for me, we bring my ladies in from my family once a year, and we create a jewelry piece together.
Ah.
And then we all get to wear that jewelry throughout the entire year that we made when we were all together. But we do quite a few birthday parties for kids.
Nah, that's a great idea. And what a great experience would that be?
Well, it takes all the pressure off the parents. You don't need to entertain the kids. We'll take care of that for you.
Exactly.
And they're creating art, right? Kids are the most creative. They haven't learned not to be creative yet.
Yeah.
As we get older, we learn not to be creative.
Yeah.
And so kids, they are the best when they get to come in and create art together.
Yeah. But also that does encourage kids to maybe continue, knowing that, like you said, they have not, they're still in that creative stage to where, you know, what they would like to be able to, their imagination is wonderful. And, you know, to be able to encourage that as well. But also, you know, to encourage that in adults as well, because studies have shown that art is so important in our lives.
It is. And the creating of art is very important. And you don't always have to aspire to be an artist to be creative or to create art. But when you're creating art, you are lowering your blood pressure. You are lowering your stress level. You're releasing endorphins into your body. It has such health benefits and mental health benefits
when
you create art.
Yeah. And to be able to come away with something that you can actually see or hold, too. Yeah.
It is. We help you create memories you can hold in your hand.
That's right. Oh, this is such a great idea. And, you know, and so important to our lives, too. So that's why I say, as I did before, Val, is that this is a jewel that we have here in Lenawee County, and that we should explore more about what the ACA is all about and to look into things like we just discussed to be able to use from the ACA to enrich our lives and also, you know, just to be able to go and further our experiences in life, too.
It's one small way that we can give back. The
yeah.
community has been so good to us. That's why we're celebrating 10 years. And we just want to make sure that we're providing every opportunity that our community could ever want for arts and culture.
Now, if people want to find out more, we mentioned about this before, but if you'd like to find out more about the different things that you do offer at the Adrian Center for the Arts, what's the best way for them to do that, Val?
To go online to adriancenterforthearts.org or call us at 517-759-3005.
Okay, do that phone number one more time.
517-759-3005.
And again, you're located at?
1375 North Main Street on the Plainwave campus.
And you're in building?
The gallery is in building 46, but we actually have six buildings back there. That's how large we are.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, those buildings do contain what?
So they contain different studio experiences for you to come in and take a class, or they are the artist studios where they create their artwork.
Excellent. It's great. It's wonderful to be able to go back there and just kind of go through all those different buildings. It's just fantastic. Well, Val, thank you so much for being on the program. And once again, congratulations for being the Hometown Hope for the month of June. And continued success. Another 10 wonderful years for the ACA.
I can't wait to see what year 20 looks like. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Val Herr, the Executive Director for the Adrian Center for the Arts, my guest here in Community Conversation, and of course, our Hometown Hope for the month of June. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.